serious issue for many people out there, particularly if they have an accident and the person whom they have to collision with or whatever is uninsured. And indeed for the uninsured person themselves, if they're injured, you know, it's a serious problem. The law in this country is that you can't drive a vehicle without having insurance. You know, that law clearly needs to be implemented and needs to be strictly done. We have to look, I think, at what are the causes, what are the reasons, where does this come from? For to drive a car, you have to have insurance, but you also have to have a valid license. For many people who are trying to get a license, the length of time to get waiting for a test and all that is problematic and difficult. Of course, the cost of insurance is also a serious problem because it has been a very high cost. Now, it has come down slightly in recent years, but only slightly, and it's still very expensive. And I think that's a major issue in regard to that, because people who, I suppose, are short of money and are finding it difficult to manage in the present cost of living crisis, you know, will chance it. And that's the problem, because it is a big risk for people to take. Of course, if you're found not to have insurance on your car, the vehicle can be impounded immediately, and you're also fined and possibly banned from driving. So it has serious implications. So I think everything needs to be done to ensure that we can find mechanisms of getting people insured, whether the cost can be spread out over time. It's always, I suppose, one of the options that a lot of people choose. But it is very expensive, and I think that's one of the reasons for it. There's also, of course, difficulties of people who come here from other countries and may have licenses from outside of the state, and the difficulty of getting insurance on those licenses also has an impact, and sometimes may chance driving without insurance. I think it is a serious problem, and there needs to be, you know, serious action taken to ensure that for the protection of everyone, including the people who are driving the car, whether they're insured or not, that everyone has insurance and that the law is fully enforced around all of this.
And for the law to be fully enforced, is it as simple as more checkpoints, more patrols on the road?
Well, I think the Gardaí are probably stretched quite a lot in many areas, and we know that Garda numbers is something that we've been looking at in recent times and trying to get the service up to scratch. But it's also about technology. It's also about number plate recognition and all of that. We can check whether vehicles that are on the road are insured or not. That technology is there, but has not been widespreadly used or implemented across the state. And I think we need to see that happen as quickly as possible, because it's in everyone's interest that people are safe on the road. And one of the key issues of making sure that people are safe on the road is that they're insured.